Okay.
Next application is case number 11375. The application of Carolyn E. Ortwin and Ann S. Berry. Request, the site is located west of Silver Lake Road, also known as Route 1A, 602 feet north of Pine Lane, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 334, map 20.09, parcel 125, and being more specifically Unit 4, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. On this application, we did receive three letters. All three letters are in opposition to this application, and we received no mail returns. The letters in opposition came from Ronald T. Moore, Unit 1 of 20408 Silver Lake Drive, Gary and Dana Williams of 20408 Silver Lake Drive, Unit 3, and also Dr. and Mrs. Eugene M. D'Amico III, being the same address, Unit Number 2. Mike. They're referencing objection to the request to install an elevator shaft on the south side of their building, which would be about 12 or 13 feet from bedroom windows. It would create a real negative on our building, not only in appearance, but also a real loss in real resale value. And one of the writers is a licensed real estate broker. And on a side note, he lives in the same townhouse for 18 years, and found in the opinion there is room to install a small residential elevator inside the unit, which would eliminate the need for the outside shaft. Granted, there would be some rearrangement of the interior of the unit, but as I recall, it would be not too difficult to do since I considered it myself. The ladies requesting this change should have thought about this desire before they recently bought the unit. There are two other folks living in our building, and I'm sure they will object as well if they receive the notice from the county. I have a lady who works for me who retrieves the mail every day, and she calls me and advises me this application, and vehemently objects to this request. The Williamses, similar comments, oppose the request for our neighbors to build an elevator shaft on the south side. Also referring to their bedrooms, the elevator shaft would be approximately 12 or 13 feet from their bedroom windows. The direct proposed installation of the elevator shaft would have a direct negative effect on our unit. The adverse effect of the appearance of our building would negatively impact the value of our unit in the future. They make reference to another unit they owned that had the elevator to the rear of the building, completely out of sight. And they acknowledge that their unit currently has an interior elevator within their unit. The third one from Dr. D'Amico, basically from in the same building, believes that the addition of an elevator shaft would not only be aesthetically offensive, but also infringe on the privacy of their building, and requests an alternative proposal of reconfiguring an inside elevator. We purchased the Silver Lake community because of the beauty and fine architecture of the area. We hope that the aesthetics of this area will remain a priority and not be forfeited over the whim of one owner. Additionally, we are concerned about the negative effect on our property value. That's in summary. That's all I have. I just have questions.
All right. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Thomas Ott, Total Access, 124 Turner Lane, Westchester, Pennsylvania, 19380.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
A little bit about Ms. Ortwin, who could not be here today because she's going through surgery on one of her knees, with surgery to follow on another one of her knees. And so her wheelchair access is going to be needed for time to time, but mostly just the length of the steps is going to cause tremendous difficulty for her. And unfortunately, a small elevator, like referred to in the letters of objection, will not fit a wheelchair. The gentleman in Unit 2, we did his elevator, and it is a pneumatic vacuum elevator with a 37-inch outside diameter and a 32-inch inside diameter. A wheelchair will not fit in that. Upon searching through the home for a logical location for an elevator, it is virtually impossible. The way the home is designed to go off the back lot would interfere with kitchen and bathroom. Going inside the house would have to come up right in the center and would have to have walls. It would be a detriment to the house completely. Ms. Ortwin cannot remain in the home if she does not have elevator access to her upper floors. The reason for the variance on the uniqueness is due to the narrowness of the lot. There are four homes on the lot drawing that is shown, so each one of the homes is extremely narrow. The elevator needs to go outside of the house, again, due to needing to have a wheelchair in it. Ms. Ortwin's condition is not caused by neglect or anything to herself. Her knees are degenerative, and they are just no longer going to continue to work properly, and the steps are going to be an extreme issue, and she will be forced to move. I don't feel that aesthetically there will be any objections to the appearance of the aesthetics. It will match the house, it will blend in with the house, and therefore, from a viewpoint, it will be almost a chimney, a relatively large chimney, on the outside of the house where the decor matches completely. If you notice on the drawing, the location of the elevator is actually halfway on the corner of the adjacent building that was referred to in one of the letters. So therefore, sight lines towards something that's not just a wall is not going to be affected. There's no view that is blocking, that is aesthetic to a pond, a lake, or anything like that. It's just building. Again, searching inside, the elevators that were mentioned are very tiny and are not going to meet Ms. Ortwin's needs. There still is plenty of room to walk between the buildings. You have pipelines, you have water lines and different things that, while we have to move a little bit for the one residence, will not have to be negatively affected. Everything will still be able to pass through just fine. To speak to affecting the value of the homes, the more elevators that they have in the four homes, which are not very accessible, the more value each of those four homes would be. She's making an investment into the home so that she can stay here. The other two homes that don't have elevators, I feel that that's their fear is because they don't want to invest in the elevator. They are afraid that that's going to negatively affect their home. This is not something Ms. Ortwin wants to do. This is something that Ms. Ortwin needs to do. Where they say that the variance will be detrimental to the public welfare, I disagree with that. From windows and being close to the windows, we have an overhang that's there already that we're actually going to be building the hoistway towards so that we can make sure that we keep things as tight as possible. We've even turned the elevator 90 degrees, causing her more construction costs so that the depth of the elevator is not as great as the width of the elevator so that we can stay as far back from that line as possible. And I have a drawing that shows that.
Thank you.
Thank you. The elevator rail structure that's shown in this drawing would be the closest item in the shaftway to the setback line. And we've made it longer so that the wheelchair will be able to gain access. And while we maintain the width as tight as we possibly can at 36 inches, plus the equipment itself is what's leading to that 50.5-inch finished sheetrock dimension, which therefore, with the walls, leads to the 56.5 inches off that line. Thank you.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you on this record.
I don't believe you answered the standards for granting a variance. He told me why and everything at the board, why you want to do it and why she needs to do it, but there are standards for granting a variance, and you have to address those. Okay, do you have a copy of that?
The standards show the 9.9 setback line, and we would like to approach to 3.2 to the setback line in the location of the shaftway.
Let me tell you again. There is, when you got an application, okay, with that application, there's standards for granting a variance. There's your uniqueness to the property. Is there, and you have to get down that list.
Yes, sir.
For the board. Now, would you do that, please?
Absolutely.
Good.
The uniqueness is the narrowness of the lot with four homes on the lot, and where the elevator would be too big, blocking off either staircases or doorways. The elevator therefore needs to go outside of the house so that wheelchair use can be evolved. That's the exceptional practical difficulty. It's the wheelchair use with disability going down the line. The property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance because of the different locations of different things in the house. To go off the back of the house into the parking lot would cause extreme change to the home that would not be able to be done with piping, kitchen, bath, and different items on the back of the house that would be interfered with. The variance is necessary for reasonable use of the property for Ms. Ortwin because she cannot do the steps anymore, especially after her knee operations, which, as I said, one is actually happening, I believe, tomorrow morning. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. It's a degenerative issue. It was not due to an accident or anything where she was negligent in her actions. I don't believe that the variance will affect the surroundings because it will match the decor of the home on the outside to begin with, and it will blend in nicely and be aesthetically pleasing. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of the adjacent property? That property's been developed. The property is finished. There's no additional work going on in the property next door, so no, it will not. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? I definitely feel not. It will be just like a part of the home. The variance represents the least modification possible because we've turned the elevator 90 degrees so that it would not go any further than it had to so that we could install it. The variance is necessary to afford relief because Ms. Ortwin will no longer be able to walk those steps. And each one of these homes has four levels with a long set of serious steps in between each floor. She will not be able to remain in her home. Again, the variance will represent the least amount of modification possible. We'll keep the elevator shaft as tight to the wall as we possibly can.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Any further questions?
Yes, sir, I have a question. She had a knee replacement?
It is one knee replacement and then another, and the ability to walk up the steps will never remain. It's not like a normal knee replacement where after about 6 months you have a lot of continuous use. It's degenerative, there's arthritis, and the different things that they're going to be doing is going to enable her to walk, but steps will no longer be an option for, you know, more than one or two.
And she's going to be in a wheelchair the whole time?
There will be a wheelchair at some time down the future, yes. Not right now. They feel that, you know, she will be able to walk, but going forward it will not get better.
That's the purpose of a knee placement, so you can use it so you can walk again, I thought.
Not in all cases. What was explained to me was it'll be walking will be fine, but the steps, the ability to come down on the foot, the ability to actually put the pressure on the foot to go up series of steps will be extremely difficult, especially going forward as she wants to retire here and not stay in another house. She wants to stay in Rehoboth Beach.
That came from her or the doctor told you that?
That came from her as her report to me.
So she still couldn't go up stand in the elevator inside and go upstairs?
Oh, she could do that, yes. It's negotiating the several steps that would be in the house that she would not be able to do. And sometimes there will be wheelchair use. We need to make sure of that, because as she gains age, that will become more and more difficult.
So the elevator is really just to get her. She don't need the elevator. The elevator is really not for this inside the house. She's going to have the problem inside her apartment.
The elevator will allow her to gain access to each one of her floors.
It's going to go from the bottom to the top floor where she's at, right? You have a stand-up elevator in there, but she will have a problem inside her house then.
She would not be able to walk up the steps inside of her house, but she won't have to because the elevator will serve each floor.
Well, she could put a ramp or something outside that way then.
Her first floor is on ground level, and then she has three more floors on top of that that she would not have access to her house ever, and there's not a lot of space in these houses.
But you could put an inside elevator in that and get to all three floors.
It would take
up... stand up in that.
She could... For it, but the problem is that we have to be prepared for a wheelchair for her condition down the line. So putting a small elevator in inside the house would not be amicable for her, because that will not, you know, create the long-term solution that she will need. She's not just getting older, her knees are getting worse.
But and she could change inside the house up too, though.
After further of looking at every place in the house where an elevator could have possibly gone, it will be really detrimental. The locations that are upstairs, the houses are bigger upstairs than they are downstairs, between the garage and the different living areas. The hallways are narrow. The bedrooms downstairs are extremely small, and it would come up in the wrong place in the house. We looked in several different locations, and it was just not working for us to line up an appropriate level downstairs with an appropriate level on the next floors.
I still have a problem with the stand-up elevator. I don't know why you couldn't have that. I mean, she needs to change her room up inside the place. As long as you get up all those floors, she needs to change something inside her house so she can get around better. Seems like to me.
But once she winds up in a wheelchair permanently, sir, then she will no longer be able to use that elevator if it's a stand-up version only.
Well, she'll be able to use the rooms upstairs still, though, with
absolutely.
The elevator.
If she has an elevator to have access to her floors, yes, sir.
And all the hallways, everything will fit a wheelchair?
Yes, sir, they will.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Mills?
What other methods of mobility has the applicant considered, and why won't they work?
In gaining from one floor to the next would be... The only other options you might have would be a stair lift, which is a chair that would ride up and down the steps. Again, that means getting out of a wheelchair, sitting on a stair lift, and then getting off of that stair lift at the next level, and then changing again and again if you wanted to go up to the four floors. And it would cost more than an elevator for all four floors, and it would still not solve the wheelchair issue for long-term solution. Long-term solution, the only solution is a boxed elevator that will fit a person sitting in a wheelchair with an aid when necessary.
Do you sell those other apparatuses?
I do.
No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Hudson.
I guess this is a question or a statement for the record. According to the application, the property was acquired on October 4th, 2011, is that correct?
I do believe so, yes.
Just a little over 3 years ago?
I believe that's correct, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Does she have problems with her legs then?
Not as much. She was walking up the steps, and everything was fine at that point. In the last 3 years, things have become much more difficult for her. She did not know that she had an existing condition that was deteriorating her knees at that time, to my knowledge.
Can I ask the age of that lady?
She is approximately 65 to 75. I am assuming the age on that one. I do not have that information specifically.
What is
And Mr. Workman, just so you know, the board can't take age into consideration in any of its deliberations.
Okay.
What is your opinion of the objections of the neighbors? What is the objection?
Listening to the objections, my opinion of the immediate next door neighbor who purchased an elevator from me, the pneumatic vacuum tube that he can stand up in, he sees that that worked for him, and he's probably not understanding why it does not work for them. And I believe that to be his main objection, is that it worked for him, and that why should you need anything else?
So you're saying that, if I get this straight now, that she's going to be wheelchair bound shortly?
It's coming. Not necessarily shortly, but when you take this type of an investment, that you want to make sure that you have supplied yourself with a long-term solution which will allow you to stay in your home so that you can age in place and enjoy your time without having to be negatively affected by these items. This is the reason why so many of the homes that are actually built now do include an elevator, so that that can be planned for the future.
But did you ever in your business have this type of medical, like you said, this other gentleman, you put that elevator in for him, right?
I did put the elevator in for him next.
Okay. Do you ever get any doctor's letters or anything like that saying this is necessary? Did you ever see anything like that?
We've had that for tax purposes in the state of Pennsylvania, but no, I've never actually been requested to do that in the state of Delaware.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions?
I have one, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
You had indicated there's four units on this property, and the map, the survey that was provided with the application, do you have a copy of it? It looks like this.
May I approach?
Yeah. Yeah, that looks like the same one. Okay. So this, what I'm looking at here, is the property with each of the four units. Is that right? Or is this
the three-story frame and masonry condo building have all four units in that footprint.
Okay. And are each of these kind of, it looks like they're indentations. Does each one of those represent the different units?
Is it equally divided in quarters, I guess would be what
you mean. Yeah, I guess that's the question. Is it equally divided into quarters there?
Without each of the four buildings being shown on that, I can't say for sure. I would assume so.
Okay. Now, are you familiar with the applicant's title to the property at all?
She provided the tax parcel and the different information for me so that I could apply for the variance, but that's all of the information that I have.
The reason I ask that is because since this is a condo, I'm curious as to whether the area where she is proposing to place the elevator shaft is on area that is her unit, or if that is area that is considered common elements for the condominium. Has that been looked at?
I do not have an answer to that, so no, I have not looked at that.
Okay. Have you had any conversations with other unit owners within the condo?
No, I have not.
To the best of your knowledge, is there a condominium association or some other unit association of owners for this condominium?
Not that I am aware of.
Is this the only building within the condominium, or are there multiple buildings on other parcels for the condominium?
I believe this to be the only one. It's a series of four homes.
Okay. I have nothing further.
One more quick question in relation to that. You stated that you installed a stand-up elevator at a neighbor's. Is it within the same building?
It is. It's in unit 2 right next door.
Thank you.
Is that elevator part of the second floor overhang?
Excuse me?
Is that elevator part of the second floor overhang?
The proposed elevator or the existing elevator in Unit 2?
Existing.
The existing elevator in Unit 2 was built in the garage and then comes up into the upper areas.
Okay.
So it's not on the exterior wall, it's on the interior?
That is correct. It was in place of a dumbwaiter that had been installed. The dumbwaiter is in at least Units 2 and 3, and that's what was removed. It was a 20-inch by 20-inch dumbwaiter with its hoistway that was removed for Mr. Chatenoff, who's in Unit 2, for the pneumatic vacuum elevator to fit into that corner.
Okay. Question.
Mr. Ryan.
Just for a record, sure. I'm assuming you get access by sidewalk from the back parking lot? Or is it going to be totally internal? Once you get inside,
it will be totally internal.
So basically, the neighbor is going to see three walls.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
There is no sidewalk between the buildings or anything. It's just the paving, the hot mix paving that's shown on the drawing, which is the parking lot. And then in the back of each house is a garage.
No exterior access to the elevator.
Only there would be no exterior access to the elevator. That is correct.
Let's say you got a building permit tomorrow to do this. Who would you contact to do it, that you're allowed to do it, to get a... Who would you contact?
The gentleman who is with me this evening, Mr. Kaufman, who's here in the audience, he is the contractor that would be building the hoistway once we have...
The ground, you know, what we're saying is, what I'm saying is, that ground doesn't belong to you. It's common area.
If it is. If it is.
Yeah. If it is. That's right, if it is.
I know her air conditioner and other utility pieces of equipment sit on that property, on the grass. We have to move them. That's part of the project proposal that we have, is to relocate them.
Okay, you didn't tell us that.
I apologize, sir.
Where will they be relocated to?
Just a little bit to the left or right. Rob, you have...
They won't encroach into the setback if they're moved?
No, they will be kept in the same line.
Will they be moved to the west side of the property, closer to Pine Lane?
Yes, that is correct.
No further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? And we had three letters?
Three letters.
Okay. Hearing no opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number 11,375 under advisement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
A motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,375 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, what that means, your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. The board's going to take a recess.